You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
22 minute podcast. Don't wanna take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines stuff.
Welcome to the 22 minute podcast. My name is Wes Sievertson. Today is Crevasse Day.
Crevasse.
July 2nd, I'm here with Mike Finley and James Fast.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
And see, now I'm forgetting. It is Fast, not Foss, right? I keep my brain. Yeah, okay.
You get hung up on the details, buddy. That's the issue.
He thinks I'm doing a bit. I'm not, I promise. No, I'm just joking. Bring your plinth out. Get your plinth.
Go with them.
Get plintherized up in this bitch.
Get your boss.
Ooh, plintherized. I like that adjective.
Dude, can you imagine, like... And they'll pull this audio. But
they'll pull it.
Yeah, they're gonna use it against me. But if we ever do hit any level of following to where we need merch and we sell plinths, you know what I mean? I wonder how much they'll pay. That's all I'm saying. We'll make them out of something
cheap. It's gotta be strong enough to park that ass on it.
Well, that's gotta be a separate
or
one.
Park at your own risk.
That's a plinther size class at the rec center. Whoa. At the local rec center.
I love it.
Now we're getting locations.
While we do the show.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to break this down too much, but if we expand in the sense to where now we teach some sort of, I mean, I'm not going to teach it or you're not going to teach it, but we have aerobics, physical ed classes
center
around a plinth.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, at that point we have location. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when we have location, that means you have groups of people. And we have groups of people, and they're giving you parts of their income. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Real quick.
That's a church, baby.
Thank you, James. Thank you. That's exactly.
Getting that tax-free bracket.
That's right. He's getting it now. He's getting
I love it.
The
love
ultimate
it so
goal.
Like a Jew.
Well, hey, then where am I from? Because Mike knows I'm yelling about tax exempt forever. That's my dream. I mean, we need to look up what is not a cult and what is a religion. Mm-hmm. Those are the rules we have to follow.
Yes.
Yeah. How does Israel get away with it?
Okay. Well, he's a Jew. We'll see. What?
Free Palestine.
I'm not gonna shit on Iran.
I don't know what to say.
Free Palestine. You just said Jew as where as like, you know, Israel Jew. I'm gonna make the distinction because I'm not Jewish.
All right.
Anyway,
that's fair.
Who cares, dude? We got enough problems in America. I'm not worried about anyone else.
Yeah, but if we don't give them money, then we can't be like, look at all of our arms in the Middle East. You know what I mean? Stupid. Proxy wars. It's dumb. Anywho, on this day in 1932, Franklin D. Roosevelt coined the term New Deal in his acceptance speech for the Democratic presidential nomination. This is kind of the turning point of when the Democrats were like, we're not racist no more.
Mm-hmm.
We're the other kind.
We the people.
Exactly.
We like the black vote.
Well, you know, if they have the right, marketing is the thing.
Yeah, pander.
And now the right panders towards saying that the left has done nothing for the. And I don't know that that's true. I don't know what's happening now. You know what? Ask a African American. A segment.
I'm out the game, man. Ask a professor at HBC and
yeah, that's a good call.
Don't live through us.
I told you I wanted to start a podcast that was, I still do. It's called the Book Report Podcast.
Yeah.
But what it could grow into, other than me just like going through books myself and stuff, is I would love to have like say, okay, I'm going to go through this real quick, all right?
Mm-hmm.
4 episodes a month, all right? 1 episode, blah, 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 it's a book I like. 2nd episode a month, maybe a book a co-host likes. 3rd episode, either like a top selling NY Times book,
mm-hmm.
or like a book that we've been continuously doing a series on. You know, we switch it out. We do a little thing. That 4th one, though, you always shoot 12 episodes a year. You shoot for having all 12 where you're able to invite, yes, a professor of sociology, a professor of English, you know, the standard shit.
Yeah.
And you kind of ask them, like, I think the question to ask like an English professor, a sociology professor is like, hey, what was your To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, sure.
Like,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
What was something that you felt like was looked over or maybe just didn't, even if it is known, that's fine. Just like what says it better than you think a white lady said it, you know, kind of thing. Let's platform that and talk about that. So I think that'd be a fun podcast.
No, for sure.
But that would take a lot of planning and people having a reason to even want to come on, you know, and
And then eventually someone saying a John Grisham novel or something about spies that have sex.
That sounds amazing. I want to. Why is this?
The reason why.
Why is this, you know, tenured, you know, Howard professor telling me he wants to read the fucking Firm?
Wouldn't that be the best content? They just spit in your face whenever you ask for an explanation and leave?
Yeah, I mean, as long as they're doing a bit, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I can. I can yes and. At least before he's like accusing me, and then I may have to not yes and. But we'll get as far as we can get.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. On this day in 1937, the airplane piloted by American aviator Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Central Pacific Ocean, and she failed to be an aviator anymore. Henceforth.
And if any of those women try to fly again, we'll make sure their plane disappears too.
I just hate the idea that her training was she started out as a stewardess.
Yeah, like this right.
I've been on Charles a ton of Lindbergh. Planes. I can do this.
It was for Charles Lindbergh. What'd you say, James?
I've been on a ton of planes. I know. I've seen them do it.
No. I promise. They're behind a door, but
I can fly across the largest body of water.
Right. I know they were behind this door, but what is happening behind that door? You know what I mean? I was on a plane the other week, and I'm blown away every time, mostly because I'm just trying not to shit my pants. So
everything makes you want to shit. On an airplane, I want to shit instantly.
Well, you know, it makes me want to go to sleep because of the noise.
Oh, really? Oh, white noise for sure. Yeah.
But then I remember that I'm stuck right here, and I can't move, and there's this person.
And if your body shifts while you're unconscious, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's true. And I forgot my neck pillow. I do need a neck pillow. I do, dude. I mean, when we were taking flights a couple times a year for the show, I had a neck pillow. Okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is perfect. Yeah. If you've never used one, it is absolutely
I've never perfect. Used
I just
one.
Used the guy next to me.
Nice.
I accidentally did that, but not on a plane. It was in a van with like someone who we at least were, you know.
Oh, you at least knew him.
We at least introduced us and had worked together before. But the thing is, he just let it happen. They were all laughing and taking videos of me. Hilarious. So good on them.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, no, for sure. And
he just has a look on his face, kind of like, yeah, this is funny, but whatever, you know. And then
same, shout out to the Tongan that let me sleep on him on a red eye flight to California.
Yeah, exactly, dude. If he, because I literally passed out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And if he would have done
exhausted.
That, I mean, I worked hard, and he was too. Mm-hmm. So if he would have been the guy, I would have been like, it's fine.
Absolutely,
no big deal. But they did capture me on video. Yeah, going like, oh, sorry, Paul. You know, so it's pretty great. It's okay, bud. Everything about it, cinematic. I loved it. There's some weird compilation that they made of me.
Oh, really?
Of me just being the most ridiculous.
I want to see this compilation.
And then it's also cut. What's funny is it's also cut within me. Yeah, accidentally falling asleep. And then I guess I eat like an animal. and so they would just record me eating. But every time I'd be like, oh yeah, all right, okay, all right.
Oh, I mean,
I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened to it, but like. Yeah, it's somewhere.
That was the reality TV crew?
Yeah, yeah. And then one of them like shared it with some Facebook page, and they were like, they were like, please let us use it. Yeah, we'll use it. And I don't know. It's just an aggregator page.
That's so great.
So thousands of people liked that video at some point.
Nice. Hey, aren't you the guy?
It did not go viral. Mm-hmm. I know that. I mean, because who wants to platform my ass? Other than a plinth. Anyway, let's continue. On this day in 1964, the Civil Rights Act is signed.
Nice.
And boy, they are trying to repeal that shit, man. They are trying
Fuck
to
them. Jesus.
So you know,
Christ.
Just know what you're fighting for. Remember the Stokes monkey trial. Look it up.
God damn it.
Evolution's real. Eugenics isn't. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much all you need to be sure of. Even if you don't understand what I'm saying, just agree. That's what most liberals do anyway. No, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. True. But if they're on the right side, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
Like that's the real problem, right? Is like I don't care if they understand all this
right.
stuff.
But if you have somewhat of a conscience,
that's really all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all, and that is the problem. Then when you want to try to explain how things work to idiots who are already inherently bigoted, it seems, then it's just impossible.
Yep.
So let's not waste our time on either. Let's just get rid of them. But on this day, where are we? Let's see, 1979. Mm-hmm. The U.S. first issues the USB Anthony dollar coin, which are fun. They're fun. Mm-hmm. I do have a half dollar.
I worked somewhere that a lady would always come by and pay in those. She'd be like, I'm going to drop off some Susan B. Anthony's.
Coming by. Yeah, nice. Dude, I want one.
And then nice. She'd get into her Subaru with her roommate.
Of course. Yeah, that sounds right. Honestly, I drove a Subaru.
I love the quotes.
It's a very lesbian currency. That's all I'm saying.
They probably did collect them. I just like a bunch of men from the 70s were like, give me that Kennedy half dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove a Subaru the other day, though, and I will say, man, I don't mind my car, my vehicle, whatever, but yeah, when you're in a nice little zipping around sedan.
All-wheel drive, dude.
Boy, oh boy. I was just going fucking 90 down that highway. Nobody cared because no one was out there.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to see some scenery. I guess I could have said this on my, like, around the weekend or something, but I did have to drive out to Holyoke. I think it's Holyoke, maybe. I don't care.
Yeah.
For my juror.
Yeah.
And I stayed out there. And, I mean, I don't mind. I didn't mind. I would have done it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't mind at all. But I did not realize, oh, there are no mountains this direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so it was like I was in the middle of, it's like I was driving to fucking Lubbock or something.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite Lubbock, but you know, Amarillo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amarillo. Where there's not so much desert, I suppose. Just on the edge.
It is a lot of desert, though.
Well, yeah, some of it, though, is a little more like farmland, and that's a lot of what it was. So that's more of what I'm imagining, the farmland out there. But it's crazy going through those little towns and even the town I was in. It's like these are the same little towns in Texas. Yeah. It's really just
makes you want to be Christian.
Praise him.
What it makes me want is for there to be an industry at the border saying, like, bro, if you want a job, we will pay you. And we will send you, if you're willing to go to rural Colorado and live, we'll supply you with government housing until you are able to get your own. Because guess what? We'll also pay you $30 an hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. They need people out there. And there's people who want to come to this country and then they want to work.
Yeah.
And they want to pay the damn taxes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just as much as anybody else. And we instead the right's like, no, I know that they put Donald Trump in the White House, but let's get him out of here. You know what I mean? It makes no sense at all. They're just flat out bigoted racists.
Nobody likes it.
No one.
No one
likes war either. You know, that's what's crazy. No one likes it. But people's egos.
Ego is exactly what that is.
All right then. Anyway, now on this day, music is me. Kung Fu Kenny drops his worldwide debut, Section 8, with the tracks No Makeup, Kesha Song, and Hill Power. No, there's a song from this record I jam, but it's not one of those.
So
you
don't
jam
80.
High Power?
Maybe I do, and I'm not remembering.
It's a great record.
That it's called High Power, but
I know you also listened to Overly Dedicated, too, which was a little EP before this one.
Okay, so maybe I'm just confusing this. I'll have to look it up later for myself. But obviously.
But it's great. Section 80 is wonderful.
No,
fuck your ethnicity. It's incredible.
Anyway. I'd have to look at the track list.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it right now.
No worries.
So why don't we just go ahead and
action.
On this day in 1971. Go get you, sucker. Shaft was released. Is that Shaft? That is Shaft, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Music by, the sexy Scientologist, Isaac Hayes.
Did you write that, Mike?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're looking at a list, guys. We're looking at a list. On this day in 1980. Oh, we were just talking about Airplane. It wasn't on the pod, though, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I watched the other day, and maybe I just didn't let myself enjoy the romance, the bits around the romantic scenes enough, but I turned it off. But I do want to see the new Naked Gun, just as far
yeah,
as
you
like
know,
you know,
yeah,
up that alley,
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
Well, you see everything, so
yeah.
You know, sometimes whenever Mike says like, "Oh, I saw that," I'm like, "No, really."
Uh-huh. Well, was it in the theater?
Yeah.
What AMC was playing it? Oh yeah, I definitely watched it.
Was it on a Saturday?
Yeah, did you view it on a form of media?
And was it right after another movie?
Uh-huh. Usually it is. Two or
what
three.
What 12 movies did you watch this weekend, Mike?
I'm glad you asked.
Man, I think I hear something coming. I think it's Mike telling us about something.
Oh, yeah. On this day in 1986, Big Trouble in Little China comes out. I don't know if you can recognize this shirt. Pretty recognizable, I would say.
True stands, you know.
Pretty recognizable shirt.
They're going to know.
Same shirt Kurt Russell wore in Big Trouble in Little China.
You know, I remember a very attractive lady we worked with really enjoying this movie, and I should have watched it and, like, told her about it and stuff. But, you know, I'm an idiot, so.
What? Oh.
Yeah, now you get something. on this day in 1993, Son-in-Law's release featuring Brendan Fraser.
It's so, yeah. It's true. It's so funny that, like, a movie about Thanksgiving is coming out in July.
Yeah, I don't know if they did mean it to be a Thanksgiving movie. It just has
just so happens
one.
To take place during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right. I don't know that they were so concerned about that. Yeah. Other than, like, Christmas movies. I don't know that they were doing, like, specific... Were they? But maybe Valentine's
There's
movies
some
or
nuance
but
with Brendan Fraser in all those movies, though.
Yeah,
that,
I know. Just,
like, transcends that universe. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like, from Encino Man on.
Right.
It shows you they're all connected. 100%. Yeah. It's a multiverse. It's the first one Marvel comes
out. I forget what it is. But there's like a little tick.
No, I was watching a similar video where I was like, hell yeah, I love that. Yes, he you know what? This is the, it's Caveman Jesus. That's what it is.
Caveman Jesus.
And now he's in college. On this day in 1997, two bangers, Men in Black, was released, and also Wild America.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger.
Intergalactic kegger. Well, I haven't even thought about what drops I'm going to use for these episodes. Ooh. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then, yes, Wild America, JJT.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the JTT.
Jonathan
Taylor
Thomas.
Yeah,
the Taylor Thomas.
Not John Jacob Thomas.
Too many J's, not enough T's.
Yeah. And we need more T's. We always celebrate more T's.
100%.
And one of the Lawrence, was it two of the Lawrence brothers?
One of them, and then the guy from Idle Hands.
Ah, oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't remember his name. He's got a...
Idle Hands
Slackers. The guy that gets decapitated?
In Final Destination?
Yeah, no, not... gets decapitated.
Not Seth Green.
Not
Devin Sawa.
Foggy?
David Sawa is who we're thinking of, and not Foggy.
Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa, yeah. Thank you. We figured it out. Idle Hands featuring Thomas DeLonge.
That's right.
On this day...
Why don't you go on break?
All right. Bad acting, but anyway. On this day in 2003, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Could use a bigger girl.
Yeah, definitely should have used a much larger woman.
Could have used a bigger broad.
And as much as I do
Where
enjoy
the big broads at?
That actor who played John Connor, he was wrong for John Connor.
Yeah, 100%.
And also, Claire Danes is not a good actor. So, I mean, just bad.
Oh, yeah, her the love interest? That's right.
It was just the script probably didn't do them any favors. It was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
Though
it did come out 10 years after the
go
the
make
first
Homeland,
one, which was wild.
I haven't even seen. I have no interest in Homeland, to be honest with you. I kind of have an interest in Billions because it was by the same writer as like Deadwood. Maybe?
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Hmm.
But then again, he did John in Cincinnati, and I've never seen it. But I heard it's just like hilariously weird, and I need to watch it. I probably would have watched it already if it wasn't about like a surfer family. But it's supposed to be very like existential and shit.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'll give it a shot. With my shirt on.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to be wearing shirts, I imagine. But
I hope not.
Okay.
Yeah. On this day, getting to the B-days.
The birthday.
Hey, turning 38. No, 78. Larry David.
Larry David.
I feel like he had a birthday more. Oh, nope. I mean, it's right there. Something else came up with him more recently because we talked about him. Turning 35, calm your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Robbie.
Mm.
You know, I'm not as crazy about her, but it's one of those hype things. It's like, obviously, she's beyond beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's incredible, but like, I don't need to be calmed down literally when I see her on the fucking screen. And I felt, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, listen, would I literally murder someone if I could get away with it to be with her? Yeah.
Pick someone.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Same thing with like 23-year-old Lindsay Lohan turning 39.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She had some issues past that, and she let herself become a little unhealthy. She looks fine.
Yeah.
But at one point,
she's doing well now.
Yeah.
She got babies and stuff.
But the thing is there is a point where if she wouldn't have gotten on cocaine and become bulimic and stuff, Ooh, she would have played Terminator. She would have got. She would have been. She would have replaced Gia. What's her name on fucking the Mandalorian?
Gia Carino.
Yeah,
Carino.
I want to see. I wish I could have seen Lindsay Lohan go that direction.
Ooh,
where she like she's like, well, I'm kind of thick, whatever. But then she gets in her 30s and people are mad about it, and then she gets into like bodybuilding.
Like Hillary Duff.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Don't.
Hillary Duff.
We all got to calm down.
Bodybuilding? All
right, everyone chill out.
Everyone chill
You're
out.
You're
going
to need to Google Hillary Duff's bottom yourself later.
Okay.
We can't do it on the. I know you want to. I know you're advocating for it. You're screaming in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do it right now. Speaking of blondes from the 2000s, Ashley Tisdale is turning 40.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, yeah.
I recognize this actress. What do I recognize her from?
She's
Let's see.
Twilight. I know that, the Twilight saga, but I don't remember what else.
I think she got Disney Channel something. Was she in like High School Musical? Is this was she in High School Musical? I got to look at it real quick. We're looking at it. So we're going to research.
You're on Ashley Tisdale.
My phone's running.
I think
off
she
yes.
sang a little bit.
She is the caddy. What? Yes. She sings, but she was the caddy, high school popular girl, and High School Musical. Anyway, don't recognize these.
I was talking about Elizabeth Razor, turning 50 today.
Elizabeth Razor. I don't.
Razor.
Show me.
Razor.
No. I was looking at her as well. I didn't realize she was in Twilight. I'm sorry. Yeah. I recognize her, but what do I know her from? We don't have time for me to go through her fucking filmography to figure it out. Mad Men.
Okay, there you go.
Anyone who is in Mad Men sticks out in my brain. Let's see. Who else we got? How much time we got? Okay, we got 30 seconds, so we have plenty of time to get some more B-days in. Now, is there anyone who's really worth it is the real question. I recognize this guy, Saul Rubinek, turning 77. Let's see. What would I recognize him from? Unforgiven, probably. True Romance, probably. He was in The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. He deserves a shout-out. There's no doubt.
Mm. Born on this day, now dead. Barack Peters. He played Tom Robinson in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Gotcha.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very influential movie. Not just on me, but on the world.
The world.
Okay, we have time for one more. What do you want to...
I ain't got nobody else.
Died on this day, Jimmy Stewart.
There you go. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all.